I'll have to scold my scriptwriter. There's too many grammatical errors. Oh, right. I'm the scriptwriter. Come in. Aw, baby. Were you having trouble sleeping? I'm sorry, I'm just doing a little work. I'll join you soon. Did you want mommy to tuck you into bed? Read you a little bedtime story? You don't want to be alone right now? Okay. Did you want to lay on my lap as I work then? We can move to the couch so you can lay down. Sounds good then. Come on. Rest your head on my lap. There we go. Comfy? Did you have a nightmare? Just not feeling good? Oh, that's okay. It happens. I know what you're thinking. No, you're not disturbing me or bothering me in any way, okay? This is just light stuff. Writing a few scripts and editing them. It's no biggie. Listen, when you're your own boss, slacking off is really easy to do. And admittedly, I'm kind of behind. I'm working hard for you to make sure you have something cozy to sleep to. So don't worry about mommy. I get enough rest as it is. All you need to focus on is my voice. The sound of my keyboard. Not any of those silly thoughts going through your head, okay? I love you, darling. I love you so much. I'm beyond grateful to have such a supportive boyfriend like you. I don't do much, do I? I feel like I owe you more for changing my life. Baby, you're the best thing that has ever happened to me. I really do mean it. I love you, your smile, your laugh. Your silly jokes. I find all your hyperfixations adorable. And the way your eyes light up talking about your interests is delightful to see. I'm glad you're comfortable enough with me to share parts about you. My precious baby boy. I know you've been working so hard lately, trying to earn enough money to live a happy life and this economy is rough. And you're doing great. Amazing, even. You come home to me every night, and I'm glad you do. I really am. I am relieved to be able to cuddle up in bed with you. Have you in my arms, knowing you are still here with me. You're battling with yourself every day. And I know it's hard, baby. But you're so strong, okay? I know it must be tiring to hear that, especially when you think you're so weak. But you are strong for still being here, persisting, trying your best, even if you have no energy. You may think you're the weakest person in the world, but you're the strongest to me, and nothing will change that. Nuh-uh. Don't even try to convince me otherwise. You are strong to me. You're able to make it another day. Pushing through, no matter how hard work is. No matter how difficult it may be. No matter how intense your mind gets. Your trauma, your pain, does not define you. You're still here, pushing through everything. I love that about you. I love you. I love you so much, okay? I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you so much. I love you so, so, so much. You're going to be so tired of hearing I love you from me for a while. What am I working on right now? I'm currently writing a script. About you begging to call me mommy. I was thinking of a mean, dumb mommy, perhaps? Make you all nice and obedient for me. I know you like mean mommies. That's why I'm writing it for you. What else should I add, though? Oh, yes. Yes, that sounds good. You'll find out soon enough. Gotta make it YouTube friendly. sorry, baby. I wish I could continue yapping, but my throat hurts. And I'm really tired. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember you asking me to help you fall asleep with my keyboard. Like, listening to me typing on my keyboard, right? And not me hitting you with it? I still don't understand why you'd want to. It doesn't sound very good, but sure. Just keyboard sounds until you fall asleep, okay? Rest well, darling. I love you.